We celebrate you today, sir.
It's a day Laverne McAfee never expected.
We celebrate your life, and we celebrate your accomplishments.
Her father, Sergeant Johnson McAfee, Jr., receiving full military honors at the National Memorial Cemetery of Arizona.
Ready. Aim. Fire.
As six Marines carry a flag-draped coffin holding Sergeant McAfee's remains, his daughter's eyes fill with tears. Still, she says, this is a time to celebrate because she spent 68 years mourning.
He's been missing for 68 years, and I was born that year that he went missing.
Frank Martinez is a Vietnam War veteran from the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation. He didn't know the man who graduated from the Tucson Indian Training School before joining the Marines, but felt compelled to come.
It's part of history, and we need to not forget it.
The Defense Department's POW/MIA accounting agency says Sergeant McAfee was killed while fighting in North Korea in late November 1950. He was buried alongside others at the base of a Marine outpost. But it was only late last year the agency was able to identify his remains and notify Sergeant McAfee's 74-year-old daughter that her father was no longer unaccounted for.
His country gave him a Purple Heart Medal, and his Lord gave him everlasting life.
Yasmin Dorsey, the great-granddaughter Sergeant McAfee never met, shares his life story with a group gathered at the main stage.
He decided to enlist in the Marine Corps instead of attending the University of Arizona, putting his desire to become a teacher on hold.
When a local newspaper reported Sergeant McAfee's death, it included a quote from his enlistment application. McAfee said he wanted to join the Marines because they're tough. He wrote, "A Pima boy was killed recently in the South Pacific, and I want to take his place." Sergeant McAfee fought in World War II before deploying more than 6,000 miles away to Korea.
We're here with our post 84. We are auxiliary unit 84. And we travel with the post to honor our veterans.
Carletta McDaniel made the 55-mile journey from the Gila River Indian Reservation. She joined members of the Ira H. Hayes American Legion Post 84 to pay their respects.
We're glad that he's here, finally made it home.
The tribe's Lieutenant Governor Robert Stone expresses gratitude to the family in the Otom language.
This is our family. This is one of our own that we're bringing home.
The tribe's governor, Stephen Rowe Lewis, presents Sergeant McAfee's daughter with a special blanket.
It has three eagle feathers on there. And as you know, eagle feathers are earned. And he, Sergeant Johnson McAfee, definitely earned his eagle feathers.
Laverne McAfee told the Gila River News she never thought she would bring her father home. She thought he was lost forever.
I once was lost.
No man left behind.
But now I'm found.
Is a time-honored military creed.
But now I see.
And now, a promise kept to the McAfee family. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.